is like this: Esther Shonim Moloch Shmuel Biatzmoy. For 10 years, Shmuel was a Melech by himself. Achas Shemoloch Shol. Shona Achas Shemoloch Shol. For 1 year that Shol was a king. Oh, Shmuel, they were together. In the first 10 years, it was Shmuel himself. Then the next year, when Shol became a Melech, it was both together, Shoel and Shmuel. Ushtaim Shemoloch Shol Biatzmoy. And then Shol was a king for 2 years. And then Ishleshim Besheva, there were 37 years, Shemoloch David. So that's what it means. At the end of the 40th year, which means after the 10th year of Shmuel, that's when Klaiso started to ask for a king. So 40 years later, that's when now Shalom went to the Mekayim, his neder that he made, that he wanted to bring the Kabbonis of the Naziris. So Takas Machlaikas Takal Maisa, where exactly did he bring it? If he hold the Kabbonis of the Naziris is called the Dover HaNidr, he was able to bring it in Hebron with the Bamas Yochid. And if he hold not, then the Pshar from the Pasuk is he only went to get the Kvosim from Hebron, but really he was Makrif with the Givoin by the Bamas Godel. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding what Taftez Vavim and Aleph here by the Mishnah. Yes, Mishnah says, Yechatis HaYochid, Chatis that belongs to a private person, the Yochid, Shechipru Balel, let's say the Bailam Hanas Kaporo. Supposedly means that you set aside one Chatis, and then you lost it, and you brought another one instead, and now you find the first one. So Halachah is Meis, it has to die. This is one of the five special Halachah Moshe Sinai's, that by Chatis it's Meis, so we have to let it die. The Shaltzibah, let's say this was a Chata Shaltzibah, also they lost it, and they brought another one, then they found the first one. Ain't the Mesa, it doesn't have to die. The Tanakhama holds that this Halacha Moshe Mesin was only said by a Korban Yochid, not by a Korban Tzibah. We have Yudai Menor, Yudol Thomas, Yudol, even by a Korban Tzibah, also you have the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that a Chata Shneschapa Balei is Lemisozlo. That's not like the Tanakhama and the Yudah. We have Yishimino, Yishimino says like this. Ma motzin, what we find, we have Vlad Chatis, we have a Korban Chatis that gives birth to a Vlad, or else of a Tmuris Chatis, you have a Korban Chatis and you made Tmur on it, or else of a Chatis, you made Sabaleo, you had a Korban Reuven, set aside a Korban Chatis, and then Reuven died. So, these three things, the Aloch Rizis Lemisa's law, but Vorma Murim Biyochid, these things only apply by Korban Sibur, or by Korban Yochid, for Leibit Sibur, not by Korban Sibur. There is a Korban Tzibur can't have a Vlad. But then a Korban Tzibur is only from a Zocher, not from an Akeva. And there's no Din Tumura by a Korban Tzibur. And you can't have Mesa Balerida. With the Tzibur, you can't have the old Tzibur dies. So those three halachas do not apply by Korban Tzibur. So he says also then, Av Shekdit, and Av, the other two halachas out of these five halachas of Moshe Sinai, Av Shekipur Baleho, that's another one. In the case we had a kapor already, what do we do with the leftover chatis? Whereas we've rishnosa, the chatis is only supposed to be with the korban on 1 year old. When it becomes more than a year old, so we say that halachas lemisazla. So biyochid v'mamurim. All these five halachas, like you have to have, all five apply. So just like the first three only apply to a korban yochid, and these are the five halachas that a tumura of a chatis goes lemisa. If you have a chatis of lat chatis goes lemisa. Or else, Mesa Bala goes Lemisa. But just like the first three halachas only apply by Korban Tzibur, not by Korban Yochid, not by Korban Tzibur, so what then these last two halachas also, even though the Mitzias you could find by Korban Tzibur, but the halacha is not there, it's not Lemisa Ozla. It's only by Korban Yochid. So Chur Reb Shimon is like being Masber, saying a sword in the Tanakhama, that the halacha that the Chatis is Lemisa Ozla was only said by Korban Yochid and not by Korban Tzibur. Yeah. Because really these last two things would be applied by Korban Tzibur. You could have it that the Korban became too old, or you could have it that Nischapu the Chapur Biachar, that the Tzibur lost the first Korban, they brought another one, and now you find the old one. Even though it's Matthias and fine, but that's the Locha, it's not Lemisoz, only by Korban Yochid. In other words, the Torah Barlon like this, Ma'uayim, what does the Pasuk say, Chatis Yovi? So Rashi says, means lom le lemisa. Why does the pasuk of Vayikra have to say im keves yovi karbonoi lechatis? What does it have to say the word yovi for? It just should have said im keves karbonoi lechatis. If you bring in a keves, a lamb, let it be a chatis. What's the extra word im keves yovi? What's the word yovi doing there? Samura says It means teach us, minayin, how do we know to say, lamaktish chatosoi v'yovdo, your first maktish carbon for your carbon chatis, and you lost it. Then you set aside a second one instead of the first one, and then benim to sarishayna. Before you even brought the second one, you now found the first one. So it comes out you have two carbon chatises here. Arishayna kayemis, fereshteim oimdus, both of them are in front of you. Siminayin, how do I know to say that sheizim hem shiyir tiyovi? Whichever one you want, you could bring. Does this not call like a chatis shekipru baleo to say lemis ozlo? Because here, before you brought the second one, you found the first one. So they're both here in front of you. So how do I know to say you have your choice, whichever one you want? Tamalem, that's this posik of chatis yovi. Mashri could bring whichever one you want. That's what it says in Kevis Yovi Kavonai. Teaches yovi means whichever one you want, you could bring. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yovi Shteyim, maybe could bring both of them, like both could be a korban chatis for you. Maybe bring both of them. Talmud Lemna, the Pasuk says, the end of the Pasuk says, Yeviyeno. Rashi says, say for the cross, the end of the Pasuk, Nikeva Tmima Yeviyeno. Mash Ma'achas Lashtam, you can only bring one and not two. So you only have your choice, whichever one of these two you could bring. So one you bring for chatis. What do we do with the second one? Maitei Oliha. What do we do with the second one? Some Rabbi Amnuna. Amnuna like this. That Tanya we learned, Rabbi Yudu Aymeti Roy. Rabbi Yudu's, let it pasture in the fields. And then when it comes to Balmum, you could be poyder it. So that's Rabbi Yudu holds. You could be poyder it. Rabbi Shimon Amino Thomas. That the second one that you don't use is Thomas. Rashi says why? Because it's considered like a chatis yochid. Shekipra Balehi. This is also called a chatis that the owner had its kapara with one carbon. So the second one is also lemis ozla. That's Rabbi Shimon's case. Even though they were both fit to be brought, whichever one you want, but once you choose one, that's it. The other one goes lemisa. That's Rabbi Shimon's for him. So what's the question? Is it true? When the Yomer of Yehuda Tiroi, is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds a shita that he let a pasture in the fields and then be poyder it? I have Rabbi Yehuda, Thomas Shemin and Lei. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in the Mishnah that says that even by a carbon tzibor, still we say lemisa ozla. Is Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says lemisa? Rashi says, Dochi shamalev mastisin afilu gabi tzibor. V'chol shechen yochid. If he holds by carbon tzibos lemisa ozla, so for sure, by carbon yochid it should be lemisa ozla. So I can say if you don't tiro, for sure this should be called the chatish a kippur baleo, it should be lemisa. Zemara says no. For you, the tamer shemilei, ape. Zemara says change it around. Rabbi Yudama Thomas. That's Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says in this case the second one has to die, and Rabbi Shimon is the one that says tiro you can let it pasture in the fields. So the next question is this true? On the Yom Rabbi Shimon tiro, the true Rabbi Shimon said Rabbi Shimon holds the second one. After you brought the first one, the second one, then you can let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum. Then you can poyder it. I've omer b'shim b'shim holds that chomesh chatoyis mesos. There are five chatoyis that are mesos, and a koponim by a korban yochid for sure he holds it. So this should be one of the chomesh chatoyis. One of these five halachal moshim esinas are that if you have a korban chatis shekipru b'lev the balmum had its kapor already. There goes the misa azlo. So, how can you say Shimon holds tiro? It should be lemisa ozla. So, my answer is like this: the Pal does not tiro. Elu liyelam le tepil. Do not change it around. And the Yehuda is the one that says here tiro. I believe Kash the Chur. There's a question though. The Yehuda in the Mishnah, the one that says even by korban chatis he holds it goes lemisa. So, pshita korban yochid should be lemisa. Someone says no. Levela Kash is no tiro. Can be avuda b'shar shafrosha. When do we say it's lemisa ozla? That when you're mafresh the second one, the first one was lost. Be'avuda v'shashaf rosha. Kan be'avuda, mat gishvi kan, the first gish says what, yud, sheet to say here. Kan be'avuda, yes, kan be'avuda v'shashaf rosha. Kan be'avuda, v'shas kapora, right. That's nafkamina. One was ovud b'shash tafrosha only. Rashi is like this. Ovud b'shash tafrosha, that means shaloi b'shash kapora. It means the nimtza sarishayna koitim shneschapu b'shniya. That's what we're talking about over here. That you found the first one before you brought the second one. So now, since both of them are fit to be brought, you have a choice, one of the two. So since you have the choice, either one of them, it's not a din l'misozla. Here of you degrees, that's only yiroh. When does he say in the Mishnah that that's lemis ozla, that's bashas kapora? Meaning to say you lost the first one, and now you brought a second one, and you were makrav the second one. So when you makrav the second one, that's it. That's for sure the korban chatis. The first one is nitche. It's not fit to be brought for korban chatas. That's the loch of chatas shekipur baleo. Then it goes lemisa. But now a case here in the Braista where you found the first one before you brought the second one. So now the din is, Yavri says you have a choice whichever one you want to bring. So that's not called lemisazla. That's the Yudisvara. And if Shimon holds no, even in this case also still lemisazla. The boy is saying another pshat could be like this. No, edividi v'shas afrosha. Both could be talking about that you was only lost v'shas you brought the you were not first the second one, but you found the first one before you brought the second one. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Rebbe Yudis says lemisazla. So it's shver how it come here in the Braisi says l'yiro. For the kasha I'll answer you. Ho Rebbe Yudis aliba the Rebbe. Ho Rebbe Yudis aliba the Rabbanon. And the Rebbe Yudis is saying according to different shittas. Sakam achlokes. Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Rashi says, "Machdis in the Kamal of Yehuda Thomas that Shav Yehuda Kamal Aliyah with the Rebbe. The Yomel Kamal of Lot will have Rebbe next parak. The Mishnah Avud Bishas Hafrosha Avu Bishanim says Kaidun Kapor Mesa. So that's Rebbe Shita later. That as long as Bishas you are Mafresh the second one, the first one was lost. So now you can only bring one. The second one is Lamisazla." So that's what Rebbe Yudin our Mishnah says Lamisa, that goes according to Rebbe Shita. And that in the Bryce here, Rebbe Yudin holds Tiro, that's going according to the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan argue later and hold no, that's only Lamisa if Bishas Kapora, you didn't find the first one, it was lost. But if you found the first one before the Kapora, then it's not Lamisa Azla. The other more the question, is that true? Mi Kulaman the Yama, Chatis Tziva, Shekipro Bala Mesa, like we're saying in our Mishnah, Rebbe Yudin is the one that says Thomas. That even by korban tzibur also be tamus. First question is shayach to say that the chatis tzibur shekipur balehem means to say that the korban tzibur the tzibur satisfied one korban and they lost it and then they brought another one and that one they brought for korban and now they find the first one that's called shekipur they already have the kapara. So it's true that Reb Shimon says in the Mishnah, Reb Yudah says in the Mishnah.